Parshas Vayera, Perek Yotet, Pasuk Tetvav, the first Pasuk after Sheni. The Torah writes, "Vatechachesh Soro Lemer," and Soro, as it were, denied. Loitzochakti, I never laughed. She was accused of laughing, having heard about the news that she's going to give birth. Kioreo. She did laugh. A whole debate whether she did or didn't laugh. The obvious question that needs to be asked, and the Ramban indeed addresses this, and that is, after all, she was an elderly woman, she hadn't yet had children. Three people turn up out of the blue and they tell her that she's going to have a child. Why would she believe them? And why is she criticized for not believing them? The Ramban, towards the end of the piece, he says, "Vakadosh Baruch Hu he'eshim oiso la'avram." Hakadosh Baruch Hu did hold her accountable. Why? Because ro'u lo she'ta'amin, because she should have believed it. In other words, it wasn't so much whether she believed these particular people rather than believing HaKadosh Baruch Hu that this was a possibility. Then, however, the Ramban adds a few words. Oy, Shetoymar, at least she should have said, Omein Kein Yaseh Hashem. Fascinating Chiddush. The Ramban maintains that why she was being criticized was because she should have at least responded, Amen. Somebody gives you a bracha, however outlandish, however absurd it might sound, you say, Amen, Ken Yaseh Hashem. So this reminded me of a very interesting, very powerful story that I once heard. My father told me this story. The head of the Badat Eilu Charedis in Yerushalayim, the Gavad of Yerushalayim, is no longer alive. Rabbi Yisroel Yaakov Fisher. Rabbi Yisroel Fisher. In his shul, there was an elderly man who davened there one Yom Kippur. And this gentleman clearly was expecting to be called up for the Torah to get an aliyah on Yom Kippur morning. And much to his disappointment, he never got an aliyah. And Yisroel Yaakov Fisher saw that this was really bothering him, and he was tremendously agitated as a result. And it was clearly disturbing his whole Yom Kippur Avodah. So Rav Fisher went up to him and he said, "Listen, Ich zogeich zu, I promise you that amidst Hashem, next year you'll be healthy and well. You'll be in our shul and you'll get an aliyah, the forthcoming Yom Kippur." Later on during the day, he's ready into Musaf, the official noticed that he was still agitated and it was clearly still bothering him. So the official went up to him for a second time and he says, "Zodech Tzu, I promise, next year you'll be in the shul, Imit Hashem, healthy and well, and we'll make sure you get an aliyah." Comes towards the end of Yom Kippur and he still hasn't recovered from this disappointment, and the Fisher approaches him for a third time. He gives him the same promise, "Mr. Hashem, next year we'll get an aliyah." During the course of the year, this elderly gentleman passed away during the course of the year. So the children of this person came to Rav Fisher with tainus, "You promised. We heard from our father that you promised that next year, Yom Kippur, he was going to be there in shul and he was going to get an aliyah." So Rav Fisher told the children, "I promised him three times that he's going to be in the shul next year, and he didn't respond with Amen on one single occasion. He didn't say Amen. So don't come to me with complaints." So you see the tremendous power, the huge koyach of a main, which, in the opinion of the Ramban, is what Sarah was really being criticized for not having responded with the word Amen. We can't really, obviously, and this is the main piece we'd like to discuss tonight, we can't really have a look at Parshas Vayera without studying the Parsha of the Akedah of Yitzchok. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram, Kach no es bimcha, take your son. How do we translate the word no? Rashi says, no means please. Ein no el aloshen bakosha. Now listen to these words of Rashi, very, very difficult to understand, the chayra words of Rashi. Rashi says in Perek Chof Beis, Pasuk Beis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, please, Amoigli bezeh hanisoyen. Make sure that you withstand this nisoyen, which according to most was the final nisoyen. Shaloyimru, so that people shouldn't say horishonos, all the first nine, loy hoyobohen mamish, there was nothing to them. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, please, please, I beg you, just make sure that you are able to be Omer ben Yisoyim, because if not, people will say that all the first ones aim behind Mamsh. And of course, this just begs the question, 9 out of 10 is a pretty good score. He was Moser Nefesh to throw himself in the oven with Nimrod. He left his parents and his family. He had his wife taken twice, etc., etc., etc. He passed every Nisoyim with flying colors. What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying to him? If you don't pass the last one, the first nine, Ein Bahem Mamash. What does that mean, Ein Bahem Mamash? They have no value to them? The first nine Nisoyim he passed, Bahatzlachu, Nisiyata Dishmaya. He showed a tremendous Emunah and Avos Hashem, and all the other wonderful middos that were clearly displayed. How can you possibly say that if he fails on the last one, the first nine, aim by him mamash? What does that mean? What does that mean? So, I'd like to suggest the following. And I think that this is a very, very important understanding of what the whole Nisoyen of the Akedah was it about, for Avram, and perhaps more importantly, for us. After the whole story, on the way to the Akedah, Yitzchak asks his father, one second, I don't see the korban anywhere. And Avram Avinu tells him pretty clearly, you are the korban. So it says, Vayelchu Shnehem Yachtov. The two of them went together. Says Rashi, the famous comment, that even though Yitzchak understood full well that he is going to end up being shechted, nonetheless he went yachtov, belave shover. He was happy to go about it, just as Avram was happy, he was happy too. A tremendous thing. He was just now informed, albeit perhaps slightly in his form, but he understood pretty clearly what was going to happen, and to his tremendous credit, he still goes belay sholem. He didn't all of a sudden try to run away or resist. If I were to ask you, who essentially is considered praiseworthy by the fact that Yitzchak went besimcha, we would say Yitzchak. To his credit, he just has now learned that he's going to be shechted, and he's happy and more than happy to go about it. So what bothered me was that, if you remember, cast your mind back to a couple of months ago when we were saying Slichas, during the Aseret Yemei Tshuva we make mention of the Akedah on several occasions. On one of the Slichas, it's actually the fourth day of the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, I noticed there that in the Piyut, it describes there all of the tremendous milas of Avraham Avinu, that he'd waited 100 years, and this was his only son, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to shecht him, and he was more than happy to do so. So it's continuously praising Avram time and time again, and all of a sudden, it says there, Yachtov b'chol libom dotzu. They went together in joy. Now this line bothered me. The fact that they went together in joy, as we just mentioned, that's a praise for Yitzchak Avinu. But the subject of this particular slicha is Avram Avinu. So why all of a sudden are we making mention in the piyut that discusses Avram? Why are we making mention of the fact that Yitzchak went to the Akedah of the Simcha? We should have a separate piyut that talks about Yitzchak Avinu, and then we'll discuss it there. So here you are talking about Avram Avinu, and you mention that Yitzchak went to the Simcha. How does this find place in the slicha that's talking about Avram Avinu? Above all, we need to, of course, ask the question, what was the whole Nisoyen of the Akedah all about? So, of course, we would say, well, we want to see, is Avraham Avinu able to pass the test of Mesiras Nefesh? But he'd already passed the test of Mesiras Nefesh with Ur Kasdim. He was willing to be thrown into the fire. In fact, he was thrown into the fire. So why the test again? Again, another test of the same thing? So to be fair, you could say it's not quite the same thing. It's one thing to be thrown into fire, but for him to have to shecht Yitzchak as a korban with his own hands, maybe that's an altogether different type of mysterious nefesh. That could be the answer. The Beis Halevi actually does go along that route. But I'd like to suggest, if I may, that no. We'll see if this is a completely different type, a different purpose of this Nisa. And we're going to base the theme that we're going to present, Be'ez Hashem, on a Ksav Sefer. The Ksav Sefer has a very, very important diuk. After the story, it says in Pasuk Yud Zayin that the Malach tells Avram Avinu, Ki Varech Avorechacha. That sounds a bit of a tautology. Kivorech Avorechacha. I will bless you, I will bless you. Why is it doubled up? Do you know what Rashi says? Why are there two words? Says Rashi, Achat la'av, va'achat leben. Two words, two brachas. Vorech Avorechacha. One for you, Avram, one for your son, Yitzchak. The Ksav Sefer picks up on a beautiful deal. Vorech avorechacha is the singular term. You singular. If there really were two separate brachas, one for Avram and one for Yitzchak, what should it have said? Ki vorech avorechachem in the plural. You two, the two of you, are going to get brachas. Why does it say vorech avorechacha in the singular? And furthermore, if Yitzchak is getting a bracha, why is Avram Avinu being told about it? So Malach should have come to Avram Avinu and said, you're getting a bracha. And then he can come to Yitzchak Avinu and say, and you're getting a bracha as well. Why must Avram Avinu be informed about Yitzchak's bracha? So here comes the Yisod. There's the Ksav Sefer. The Ksav Sefer has droshes. He gave this drasha on Rosh Hashanah morning, Tof Reish Yud Aleph, 1850. So it's almost 170 years ago. He said this drasha on Rosh Hashanah morning, and he said as follows: what happened at the Akedah was that Avram Avinu clearly showed his tremendous Ahavas Hashem. That's clear. He was willing to give up and shecht his only son for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Ksav Sefer. But v'loy levad, not only was he on that Madriga, something else became apparent in the Akedah. Ki gam es benoy, Hidrich the Gidloi. Avraham Avinu had clearly directed and educated and brought up his son B'derech Zeh as well, that he should also love Hashem. And he says, the greatest proof is, and he quotes what we just mentioned, that when Yitzhak was told about it, Vayelchu Shnehem Yachzav, they both went happy. Says the Ksav Sofer, a phenomenal chat. There are two brachas over here, one for Avram and one for Yitzchak. It doesn't mean that Avram was the recipient of one and Yitzchak was the recipient of the other. You, Avram, in the singular, are getting two brachas. Not that Avram is getting one and Yitzchak's getting the second. You, Avram, are getting two. One, because you have displayed an Avahas Hashem on your own account. You will be zeicha to a second bracha by virtue of the fact that you have clearly been successful in transmitting that to the next generation. So we ask, why is Avram Avinu being informed about Yitzchak's bracha? No, it's his bracha, and that's why it's in the singular. That's the Ksav Sofer's chapter here. You, Avraham Avinu, have clearly brought up your children in a way that not only have you excelled in your mid of Avas Hashem and Mesiras Nefesh, but clearly that has filtered through into the next generation. It doesn't say that Yitzchak tried to run away or refuse or resist. To the contrary, he went happily and besimcha to the Akedah. In which case, Moirav Raboisai, I understand very well now the slicha is in the Aseret Yimei Tshuva. The slicha is describing all the praises of Avraham, and what's mentioned in the middle of the list? The fact that they both went besimcha. Why is that a praise of Avraham? That's a praise of Yitzchak. No, it's a praise of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is praiseworthy in the fact that his son went besimcha. So clearly Avraham Avinu was a terrific mechanech. Avraham Avinu had conquered this midah of Mesiras Nefesh and Avas Hashem to such a great extent that it had spilled over to the next generation, such that Yitzchak went besimcha. Avraham Avinu is clearly considered praiseworthy for that. If that's the case, then we've answered the main question over here. We asked, why was there an assign of the Akedah in the first place? Avraham Avinu has already displayed this capacity to be Moser Nefesh. So why does he have the Akedah all over again? The assign of the Akedah was something different. Let's see, says the Rabbi Yisraelim, I know that you can be Moser Nefesh. You did it at Or Kasdim. I want to see now whether your midos are filtered through to the next generation. You are successful, so you get two brachas. Not Yitzchak, you will get two brachas. That was the whole purpose of the Nisayin over here. The purpose of the Nisayin of the Akedah was, let's see whether your midos have been infused into your children. So we asked, what does it mean that if you don't pass the 10th Nisayin, the first 9, Ein Bahen Mamash? What does that mean, Ein Bahen Mamash? 9 out of 10 is a great score. I think this is the pshat. We have mentioned, I think, every single year in Parshas Vayera and Parshas Lech Lecha, you cannot go through a year without mentioning Reb Chaim Volozhin. Reb Chaim Volozhin has a one-word diuk. It's one of these embarrassing diukim. You can see the Mishnah and the Mishnah time and time and time and time again and not pick up on the diuk. But when Reb Chaim points it out to us, it's unmissable. The Mishnah says in Obis, there are 10 generations from Noach to Avraham. So what's Avram called? Avram. What does it say in the next Mishnah? Asoro nisyoinoi nisnaso Avram Avinu. Now, I've seen this Mishnah several times, long before I ever saw Reb Chaim Volozhin's comment, and I never noticed. Why is Avraham only called Avraham Avinu with regard to the Nisyonos? In the beginning, when you're just telling me the chronology, the 10 generations from Noach to Avraham, he's not called Avraham Avinu. He doesn't get any title. But there were 10 tests that Avraham Avinu were tested with. Why does he deserve the title Avinu? Says Reb Chaim Volozhin, and this is the huge yesod that we need to do Chazara of every year. Says Reb Chaim Volozhin, Ki kamo midos, all of the various midos that the tzaddik is toreach v'yogea, that the tzaddik had to put in great effort to achieve, lebonov acharov, to his children afterwards, heimok keteva musba, that becomes ingrained in their nature. Avraham didn't pass the Asara Nisyonos. Avraham Avinu passed the Asara Nisyonos. The whole purpose of the Nisyonos was that Avraham Avinu is now heading the entire Jewish nation, is creating the Jewish genetics. That's what he's doing now. Such that all the midos that Avraham Avinu was tireach to achieve, they become infused. They become, as it were, the Jewish DNA forevermore. Such that, Reb Chaim Volozhin says, k'moy shenira, as we ourselves have seen, we can all relate to this. Rabin me'ame oret, simple Jews, if such a concept exists. Simple, ordinary Jews, me'ayuhudim, moistremeth atzmo am kiddush Hashem. We have seen over the course of our painful history, Jews who willingly gave up their lives al kiddush Hashem. Simple Jews. Where did they get that koyach from? Where were they able to muster up that strength from? The answer is from Avraham Avinu. Because Avraham Avinu, in the Nisyonos that he passed, was kribish that middle, it becomes a teva in all of his descendants forevermore. He gives a fascinating example, which is probably negea to every single person in this room. He says, if ever a person left Chutz La'aretz to come to move to Eretz Yisrael, just negea to everybody here, to come to Eretz Yisrael is not a simple thing. Chazal tell us, Eretz Yisrael is nick, be yisurim. It's not an easy lifestyle over here. So how does a person do it? That comes from Nisoyen Lech Lecha. Avraham Avinu did it. Avraham Avinu did it, it's in our genes. We're able to do it as well. How is it that people go through difficult Nisyonos and they don't complain? That comes from Avraham Avinu. His wife was taken twice, he came to Eretz Yisrael, there was no food, he doesn't complain. So we have that capacity to withstand difficulties and not complain. Our midos come from Avraham Avinu. He passed the Asara Nisyonos in the capacity of Avraham Avinu. So when the Mishnah tells me just the who's who, there are 10 generations from Noach to Avraham. After all, his name is Avraham. We don't need to refer to him by his title. But when he mentions the 10 Nisyonos, that wasn't Avraham. That was in his capacity as Avraham Avinu. That was the whole purpose of the Nisyonos. If that's the case, when it comes now to the grand finale, it comes to the Nisyon of the Akedah, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? I know that you're able to be Moser Nefesh. You've already shown that to me. You threw yourself into the fire rather than serving Avodah Zarah for Nimrod. But here comes the final showdown. Have you managed to indeed infuse that midah into the next generation? Because that was the purpose of all the Nisyonos. Such that if you don't pass the 10th Nisyon, the first 9 ain't bohen mamesh. The nine Nisyonos were all a preparation for the tenth Nisyon. That was the whole purpose. If the tenth Nisyon doesn't turn out to be Bahatzlocha, then where is the Avraham Avinu? What do you mean? But I passed nine Nisyonos. That wasn't the purpose. The purpose was to pass them as Avraham Avinu, to inject, to infuse, to inculcate these midos into the next generation. The Nisyon of the Akedah will be the acid test to see if that happens. Because if it doesn't happen, then the first nine Nisyonos were pointless. Because the whole purpose of the Nisyonos wasn't merely just to give Avraham Avinu a bit of extra tzchar olam haba. Avraham Avinu, we need to see now, can you set up a whole nation? Can you infuse the genes, the Jewish DNA, forevermore? That was the whole purpose of all the Nisyonos. So that nobody will ever say, I'm not able to do this. I don't think I have the koyach, the courage, the capacity to be Moshe Nefesh. Know from the Nisyon of the Akedah that you absolutely do. That's why the Nisyon of the Akedah was an altogether different Nisyon from the first nine. In which case, I think therefore, we've answered all our questions. Why the Nisyon of the Akedah at all? He's already been Moshe Nefesh, as we've said. We need to see if Yitzchak has the same capacity. Why is Avraham Avinu praised that Yitzchak went b'simcha? Because that was the whole purpose. Have you managed to be mechanech your children in that way? Why is Avraham Avinu informed about Yitzchak's bracha? It's not Yitzchak's bracha, it's Avraham's bracha, and that's why it's the Loshen Yochid. You will get a double bracha. And that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu says, make sure you pass this Nisayim, because if not, the other nine are all pointless. Because the whole purpose of the first nine was to get to the tenth. The tenth Nisayim ultimately was the main Nisayim, or in fact, the whole purpose, the whole function of all the Nisyonos. My wife's grandfather, Rav Jacobowitz, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, once pointed out the following. Very interesting observation. In our history, we know that there are two main historic mountains in our history. What would they be? Har Sinai and Har HaMoriah. Har Sinai is the Mokim of Kabbalah Satira, and Har HaMoriah is where the Akedah took place, and that's where the Beis HaMikdash was built. Those are the most significant mountains in our history. So he pointed out, fascinatingly, that there's a very interesting and stark difference between the two. Har Sinai has zero Kedusha. In fact, the Torah says in Parshas Yisrael, Bin Sheikha Yoivo, Hemo Yalu Bahar. As soon as HaKadosh Baruch Hu finished blowing the shofar, anybody could just go up the mountain, finish, it's all over. I sat last week, Thursday night, at the Chasna, and I found myself sitting next to somebody whom I know from England, and he told me, my brother, who was a roommate of mine in Gates of Yeshiva, very big Talmud Chacham, Rav Alex Hull, son of Rabbi Hull from London, has just written a book called Where is Sinai? And he has proven, apparently, based on a whole huge long list of Mamore Chazal, apparently all the proofs add up to the, literally to the inch. Do you know where Har Sinai is? Saudi Arabia. He said, I GPSed it, I worked it out, I have a look with a satellite, and I believe I'm the first person to see Sinai in 1500 years, he told me. And I tapped into my schnitzel at the Chasna. So Har Sinai is somewhere, someplace, with no Kedusha, nothing, the Mokim of Kabbalah Satira. And what about Har HaMoriah? The Mokim of Mikdosh, according to most poskim, Ad HaYoim HaZer, it's a Eraisa to go there. It's got Kedusha, till today, Temple Mount. So why the difference? Why is Har Sinai devoid of any Kedusha? In fact, the split second that Maimed Har Sinai, Kabbalah Satira terminated, everybody could go straight up the mountain. You could have a good view at the top. No Kedusha. And Har HaMoriah has Kedusha until today. Why is that? So he pointed out so beautifully, do you know what the difference was? Har Sinai, Moshe Rabbeinu ascended the mountain alone. Har Amiria, Avraham Avinu ascended the mountain with the next generation. That lasts forever. Moshe Rabbeinu went alone. There was a maimed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving a Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, and once that's finished, it's finished. But Avraham Avinu went up the mountain not as a personal avodah. In light of what we've said tonight, it's so beautiful, in order to pass the baton on to the next generation, and to the next generation, and the next generation until today. That was the whole purpose of the Akedah. The whole purpose of the Akedah was not as an individual, that Avraham Avinu is passing in his own individual test. Avraham Avinu, he's transmitting that, he's passing on the torch to the next generation, for every generation to come. And that's why it's got Kedusha until today. Just in conclusion, a story that I read this week. The story is a very, very difficult story to relate. It's so moving and so poignant, but it illustrates in a very, very effective way everything we've been discussing tonight. Rabbi Yamkel Galinsky, Zechreina Levracha, relates the following story. A mind-blowing story. Absolutely mind-blowing. He says he was told by a Rav from Russia. There was a town in Russia where 10 Jews were arrested. And they were given a 5-day ultimatum. Either you convert, you give up your religion, or you're going to be killed. You have to be nefesh. They were thrown into jail. You have 5 days to think about it. This is almost like the on a Sanatoka story. It came to day 5, and the entire town, they all gathered to the shul, davening that they should have the koyach to be moisa nefesh, and to be able to withstand this nisoyen, rather than chas v'sholom giving up their religion. There were 10 people there who were captured. They lit 9 candles. 1 candle for each of the prisoners. Why did they not light 10 candles? Because the 10th of these prisoners was an only child to his parents. And his father was a simple, simple Jew. He was a Baal Agola. To drive a horse and cart, that was his parnasa. A simple, ignorant Jew. And they didn't really expect him to have the koyach, therefore, to be omed v'nisoyin. They were hoping and expecting that the other 9 would be able to remain firm and strong and not give up the religion. They lit a candle in their zechus. But they didn't think that it was realistic to expect this 10th only child of a very, very simple, ignorant Jew to have the same koyach. So they didn't light the candle. All of a sudden, they hear a shout from the Ezras Noshim upstairs in the Beis HaMedrash, in the shul. It's from the mother of this captive, and she begs them, please light a candle for my son too. I hope he also is Moisa Nefesh. My only child, I hope he's also willingly going to give up his life rather than giving up his religion. We're very moved. So they lit a 10th candle as well. They lit a 10th candle as well. Eventually word came through that indeed, as promised, they were given the ultimatum. They were omed v'nisoyin, and they'd all been killed. They'd all been decapitated, beheaded. In their cruelty, the goyim sent a box, a bag of the heads of these tzaddikim who were moisa nefesh al kiddush Hashem. They sent it to the shul, and they opened up the bag, and they see the heads of Achenu Beis Yitzchol just being killed al kiddush Hashem. And as you can imagine, there were hugely emotional themes. Everybody's crying there. And you see, these people have given up their lives. All of a sudden, there's a commotion. This mother comes running down from the Ezra's Noshim. I want to check the bag. And she opens the bag to check that her son's head is there as well. And she sees that it is, and whilst they are all crying, she bursts into a dance out of pride and joy that her son was Moshe Nefesh as well. It's a mind-blowing story, but that came from the Akedah. That came from the Akedah, as Reb Chaim Volozhin writes, Rabbi Me'ame Ha'oret, simple Jews, stood tall and proud, and were able in the most difficult of circumstances to say, no, I'm going to give up my life, Leman Kiddush Hashem. How were they able to do that? They were simple people. The answer is because Avram Avinu had invested it in them. Avram Avinu had infused that capacity, that koyach in them. And that was the whole function of the Akedah. That's what the tenth Nisayon was all about. So that Yitzchok should come to the Akedah merrily, the Simcha, that was the function of the Akedah. So this mother is now dancing a dance, the Simcha, that's a reenactment of the Vayelchu Shneyem Yachtov. Yitzchok knew that he's going to be shechted, and he was besimcha nonetheless. And that's why that mountain has Kedusha until today, because those nidos are with us until today. Such that a young mother sees her only child being Moisen Nefesh al Kiddush Hashem, whilst they were crying, she was besimcha. Look what I was zeicha to, my son was Oymed bin Yisayim. That was the function of the Akedah. And that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu says, make sure you pass this test. Because if not, all the other nine were worthless. Because the whole tachlis of the Nisyonos was that not that Avraham should pass them, but rather Avraham Avinu. And Baruch Hashem, indeed, he did.